And Will, we have seen increasing concern from parents over the types of content being pushed on their children, from, say, books to TV shows. Now, one of the Netflix shows in question, Dead End Paranormal Park, is marketed to those 7 and up. Do you see there being a need for regulation on what does or doesn't count as being for kids?
That's a great question. I'm generally loathe to have the government engage in the regulation of speech. But one of the exceptions that we all pretty much agree to is that that certainly doesn't apply when you're talking about children. This is something that we've seen in efforts to prevent children from accessing pornography in a number of different states like Florida and Virginia and Texas. And I think there is a question here of whether this is something that we want to protect children from. It also, you know, this isn't incidental. These corporations have an agenda of pushing this stuff. Our organization, Consumers Research, went after State Farm Insurer many years ago because they were working with a project called the Gender Cool Initiative, and they were buying books aimed at kids as young as 5. And that's not my word. That's it was said on the book, you know, kids 5 and up, that had titles like a kid's book about being transgender or a kid's book about being non-binary. And they were buying these books and donating them to public schools to get them in the hands of children explicitly. So if this was just something that was accidental or a writer had slipped something in, that'd be a little different. But it's clear that Netflix and a lot of other corporations have an agenda to target children with this kind of radical ideology that's, you know, in fact, a form of grooming in a lot of ways.